It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, we've got terrible jokes coming your way at 3:45 because we did not do terrible jokes last Tuesday. So we will do it at 3:45 this afternoon. We will get into the detainment of Tyreek Hill this hour. We have the audio of his arrest, detainment, whatever you want to call it. It's not good. We've seen the video. But before we do that, Jimmy Kimmel last night, I think it was last night, played a clip of a rather unfortunate mispronunciation.
A Freudian slip.
Yes.
I hope it wasn't a Freudian slip.
On a TV news program.
Now, just hang with us because we cannot even mildly suggest to you the word that came flying out of the news anchor's mouth. It's been bleeped out. He meant to say crunch.
Well, you can say what it was, the C word.
Crunch. And then listen to the reaction from not only his co-anchor, but the weather guy.
A new bacon product might hit the sweet spot.
Hormel is partnering with General Mills breakfast product, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Sure. Flavor is hand-rolled into the snacks. I'm going to think of bacon. He's not
going
to be able to make it.
Matt, you interested?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be trying any of that. That doesn't look really good.
That's the poor weather guy.
The weather guy.
That had to jump in and rescue the show.
I mean, how do you come back from that?
You don't.
Just laugh it out, go to break.
A new bacon product might hit the sweet spot.
Hormel is partnering with General Mills breakfast product, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Crunch. I said crunch.
I mean, we all misspeak. I've done it. Scott, you've done it. It's Dana, happened. You've done it. Dan's never done it.
I haven't said that word.
But we've never misspoken
I've
that
never
badly.
Said that word on the air. No way.
Lost in all of this, Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon?
Yeah.
What?
That sounds gross.
Sign me up.
No, it sounds disgusting.
I mean, she's not even doesn't even speak English here.
Flavor is hand-rolled into the snacks. I'm gonna think of bacon. He's not gonna be able to make it.
Matt, you interested?
Yeah. I don't think we're gonna be trying any of that. That doesn't look really good.
We're not gonna eat that.
Kudos to her though for actually trying to get the words out.
A couple of updates real
she
quick.
She tried.
Scott, what is going on with Tropical Storm Francine? Okay. And do I need to contact my mom and dad?
So it's going to go just to the west of your folks. I said folks.
Yep.
It will develop, and Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, into a Category 2 hurricane by Wednesday night when it makes landfall right on the border between Louisiana and Mississippi.
That's right where they are.
Yep.
Right where they are. Did you hear a Kansas City area journalist was actually on board a plane going to cover the hurricane? He works at Channel 41.
Mm-hmm. He's a producer.
And one of the planes nearby clipped like the wing of his plane. It's another collision on the tarmac.
So here it is from CBS News. I know Dan had this at the top of the hour. Officials are investigating after a Delta plane collided with an Endeavor air flight. Endeavor is the name of the other airline.
Like we endeavor not to crash into another plane?
Correct. On the tarmac at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International, Endeavor Air is a subsidiary of Delta. So Delta Airlines Flight 295 was taxiing for departure to Tokyo shortly after 10 o'clock this morning when its wing tip struck the tail of Endeavor Air Flight 5526. The Endeavor, smaller plane, was bound for Lafayette, Louisiana.
Quoting here from the producer at Channel 41, suddenly it felt like we were running off the tarmac or running off the taxiway. It felt like when you're on the interstate and you hit the rumble strips, it felt like that. But then it got more chaotic and much more severe. Said the whole thing lasted about 10 seconds. No reported injuries.
Incredible visual with the top of the upright wing laying on its side, completely broken off from the fuselage of the plane.
Wing just went bye-bye. Okay.
Anybody catch Monday Night Football last night?
I caught Buttongate and have asked the New Heights podcast people what happened with, speaking of words we cannot say on the air, what happened to Jason Kelce's button? Did you not hear this?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So Jason Kelce appeared for the first time in his TV broadcasting gig.
Let me find the photo.
And I don't know
we who cannot say that
him
word
that day. However,
Who is this, Jason?
Yeah, he is a barrel-chested man, and he needs a shirt for a barrel-chested man.
This is what I heard. He got there without his luggage or something had happened, so he had to go to the mall and buy a shirt to wear right before his debut on Monday Night Football. Would you like to describe what I see there?
You see a very large man in a very small shirt.
It was breezy.
That button is hanging on for dear life.
Yes.
It is going to detach, fling directly to the right. And I think that's Scott Van Pelt about to get hit in the eye with it. They then ask Jason Kelce about the gap. I mean, it's a gap in his chest area.
Yeah, that shirt's hanging on. Barely.
And he says on live television, yeah, my blanks are struggling. Another word we cannot say on the air. And someone said,
it's a four-letter word for pectorals.
Can you say that on the air? And he wrote back on Twitter, I don't know, did they bleep it?
So he had a great first day.
That was his debut.
You cannot say that word on the air.
No, you cannot, but he did.
Well, now it is ESPN, which is a
cable network.
Cable
so technically
network.
They're okay. But it was also on ABC last night, the game.
Well,
yeah.
Pat McAfee drops the F-bomb on ESPN.
Welcome to the world of live commentary, okay. Jason.
So back to the game. 49ers running back Christian McCaffrey's absence from Monday Night Football came as a shock to many fans, including me. By the way, over the weekend, my family put together a fantasy football draft. I've never done it.
Okay.
So we had everybody over at the house, and those who couldn't make it were piped in on Zoom. And who gets the first pick in the Parks family fantasy football draft?
Oh.
Moi.
Good.
Who did I go with? Christian McCaffrey.
Okay.
He did not play last night.
Which means you did not win last night.
I didn't get a single point off of him, and nobody who picked him did because the 49ers never told anyone that he was injured. However,
well, you're not supposed to do that, are you?
You have to tell.
There is a major concern, especially when it comes to betting lines. Yeah, Las Vegas is not very happy
about
this.
What if I went on FanDuel.com,
shameless plug,
promo code Dana,
of course,
and said I would like to bet $100 on McCaffrey's? They would have to give that money back, wouldn't they, Sam?
The books do not.
No,
they didn't
the books
have
don't
any
have
knowledge
to.
Of this.
It wasn't their fault. So
the team, although
his backup Jordan Mason was being interviewed by ESPN's Lisa Salters after the game, and she said, "When did you find out you would be starting at running back?" He said, "I don't know, Friday night."
Oh.
He then immediately covered his mouth, knowing that he wasn't supposed to say that.
Whoops. Mm-hmm.
If Mason was really told that McCaffrey would not be starting on Friday, the 49ers are subject to fines and punishment by the NFL for concealing an injury. You cannot do that. That is a major no-no. Not just for your opponents, so that they have at least a fair shot of knowing what they're going up against, but people like you, who might do some online gambling, people like me, who are in a fantasy football draft, I wouldn't have picked him on Saturday if I had known that he's out for the next 2 weeks.
That is the world's latest fantasy football draft, by the way.
When we get back, what is a visual That's estimation true. Of 60 miles an hour?
He's got those speed radar gun eyeballs.
A visual estimation of 60 miles an hour comes
talking about Tyreek?
Into play. When you see the traffic citation, and that's not all, my God, the video, the body camera video of what happened to Tyreek as he was trying to make his way into the stadium before the game. We'll talk about it straight ahead.
Terrible jokes at 3:45. What did you do?
Is everything okay in there?
Everything's fine.
It didn't look fine.
It's so funny.
Why don't you tell people what you saw, Sam, and then Dana can tell us what happened.
So I have no idea how it started. All I saw was Dana stand up with a bag in her hand and begin spraying aggressively something in the studio.
That was disinfectant.
Scott looks over and says something, and then immediately reacts aggressively as Dana sprints out of the studio with bag in hand.
By aggressively, you mean I was trying to not vomit.
Well, I was looking at you through glass with no sound, so I have no idea what was going on, but it looked like things were turning bad quickly.
Dana, what happened?
There is a biohazard in this studio that...
On whose side of the desk?
On my side of the desk that I am in the middle of addressing and for which I apologize.
Did we knock over one of the Petri dishes?
I just opened it. Yeah, basically, I looked in it, and it's...
Sam, I've never smelled
anything.
We need
to take it directly to the Stowers Institute, because I don't know what's growing in there, but I feel like it needs a police escort.
That's why she grabbed the Lysol and immediately started to spray. But what
that's
happened...
creamer,
but
and
you
that's
see, what happened
creamer.
Was, is she... My side of the desk is next to the door to get out of this room, and she ran by me going... Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm taking care of it. I'm taking care of it.
It's wafting it.
And that's when the scent wafted over into my direction, and I was immediately overcome with whatever it was and thought I was going to throw up.
Yep. What have we learned?
Clean our dishes. That's good. Good talk.
Okay. Story here from the New York Post. Police body cam footage from Tyreek Hill's detainment ahead of the Dolphins' home opener on Sunday showed officers discussing his occupation. One cop, who appeared to be looking at Hill's ID, asked his colleague about the receiver's behavior in the clip as Hill was nearby, handcuffed, face down on the concrete for allegedly speeding prior to Miami's win over Jacksonville on Sunday. Why is he acting up like that? One officer asked. You know who that is, right? The other cop said, no, that's one of the Dolphins' star players. Oh, yeah? F word, said the other cop. Here's some of the audio.
You can hear Tyreek Hill, I want to stop this, saying, why are you knocking on my window like that?
Well, so let's set the scene here real quick. So this isn't the clip that you were just reading about. This is one of the full start-to-finish clips from the first officer who encountered Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
And so in the body cam footage, you just see one guy get off his motorcycle and walk up to the window and immediately start knocking on it aggressively.
And then you hear Tyreek say, why are you knocking on my window like that? He's in a McLaren, correct?
It is a McLaren, yes. And then as the officer turns his body, his camera shows that for whatever reason, they were in a convoy of six motorcycle police officers. And this is now where we are as Tyreek is saying, why are you pounding on my window like that?
Hey, keep your window down.
Okay, so this goes on for a bit. At one point, they end up getting his driver's side door opened, and they yank him out. Three of them yank Tyreek out of the car by his left arm.
So you heard the officer there saying, keep your window down, keep your window down. That is because Tyreek rolled his window back up, the theory being that he was calling his agent. None of that is confirmed.
So a fellow Dolphins player was with him in the car, was also detained at the scene. Says the force used was, quote, completely unnecessary. I told the officers, this is quoting here from Campbell, I'll stand wherever you want me to stand, wherever you tell me how far you want me to back up, I'll back up, but I'm not leaving the scene. You can tow my car, he says. I don't feel like I'm blocking traffic. And then the officer said, that's it, you're under arrest, and puts me in handcuffs. Campbell then goes on to describe Hill begging him and another teammate not to leave him.
So that those teammates pulled up after the fact because they saw, obviously, that's Tyreek's McLaren on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's Tyreek now sitting on the curb in handcuffs.
There is a statement today from the Miami Dolphins. We are saddened by the overly aggressive and violent conduct directed toward Tyreek Hill, Calais Campbell, and John Smith. Is that correct, Sam? By police officers before yesterday's game, it is both maddening and heartbreaking to watch the very people we trust to protect our community use such unnecessary force and hostility toward these players. Yet it is also a reminder, they write, that not every situation like this ends in peace, as we are grateful this one did. Quote, what if I wasn't Tyreek Hill is a question that now carries with resounding impact. This is again from the Dolphins. We are proud to have a strong and positive relationship with the Miami-Dade Police Department and other law enforcement agencies, and we recognize that the vast majority of officers do serve their community with the utmost character and desire to protect all citizens. However, as is on full display in the videos released, there are some officers who mistake their responsibility and commitment to serve with, quote, misguided power.
And to clear things up a little bit, because the image that was painted yesterday was that he was going 70 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour down a pedestrian thoroughfare outside of the stadium. This is a 6-lane roadway. It was packed with traffic.
Police are saying Tyreek, by the way, was redirected to the ground. Call this what it was.
It's a little too it's too aggressive.
He was redirected to the ground through brute force.
Now, the story in the USA Today today says the ACLU recommends drivers roll down their windows at least far enough to be able to hand over required documents, license, registration, proof of insurance, to the officer. In Florida, the state's stop and ID laws become active when one is stopped by law enforcement, whether for a traffic violation or because of something else. Drivers are required by law to identify themselves. Now, do we see in the video, because I have not watched it all, does he appear to hand over his license?
He rolled his window down. I believe in that instant, he handed over the license and then rolled his window back up. That is fully... Now, I believe you have to leave it cracked for communication.
Yeah, I think so too.
But outside of that, he was within the law.
You don't have to roll your window all the way down, but
that is correct.
But now, I think that they overreacted by opening his door, yanking him out of the car, putting him down on the pavement and handcuffing him. But wouldn't it have behooved Tyreek Hill to have just rolled his window down and said, what's the problem, guys? I'm on my way to the game,
but
here's my ID.
But look, other athletes and other men of color are furious about the way this was handled, and they are saying there's no way you or I or Sam can even have this conversation because we would not be in a position where you would be fearful when something like that happens. I'm sure Tyreek has been told by his agent and his legal team, as are a lot of those football players, 10-2, if you are arrested, you know, they have these difficult conversations. Right. If an officer pulls you over and is trying to detain you, this is what you do. Tyreek didn't just come up with the idea that he was going to roll that window up and call his agent. They have talked about this because of other high-profile cases that have gone so south so quickly.
But what I'm saying is rolling the window up is only going to cause you more problems. Why not just, I mean, if he wants to call his agent or his coach or his best friend, I don't care. Why not leave the window down?
See, that's great. And maybe he reacted the wrong way. And maybe he escalated the situation in how he reacted, right?
Maybe
he's not 100% innocent here. But you rip him out of the car and throw him on the ground?
I disagree with you, Sam. I think we've heard you have the right.
He was standing on the curb and they tried to force him to sit down. And the way that they forced him to sit down was putting their arm around his neck and dropping a knee. This is not the WWE.
I'm not saying that the police acted properly. What I'm saying is I think everybody acted improperly.
From his agent, Tyreek was just trying to get to work, trying to play a game, trying to do his job. For police officers to detain him, to put him on the ground like that, to put their knee on him, to hit him, it is devastating. He says the arrest was heartbreaking, upsetting, and uncalled for, adding he is in, quote, disbelief over the situation.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Terrible jokes coming your way at 345. Well, that got out of hand fast. So, at least one officer has been given desk duty or suspended following the detainment of Tyreek Hill. And when you watch the video, I am of the opinion that everyone sort of acted wrong.
I disagree. I think Tyreek was okay to say, "Why are you banging on my window?" And then stop to call his agent. This was wholly avoidable.
But they have the right to pull him over if they suspect he's done something wrong, do they not? And
they do.
When we approach the window, you've got to roll the window down.
The problem I have is what specifically did he do wrong when the traffic citation says visually they thought he was speeding. Okay, well, show me the money. What do you mean visually you thought I was speeding?
I also take slight issue with the immediate aggressive knocking on the window. How would you react if the first thing that went on
was boom, boom, boom,
was aggressive knocking on your window?
Well, I would probably already have my window down.
That's fair. And I agree to an extent of the people saying, why didn't he just comply, right?
Because you are white. Let's just say what it is.
Well, he's also a very rich black man.
That they clearly did not realize. And that's you're making his point. Like all of these other athletes have come out saying, and one of them is an NBA player, what if this, quote, hadn't been Tyreek Hill?
Now, that is a fair point. But he is a very recognizable.
You understand it should not matter.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But he is a very recognizable, very rich black man on Miami Dolphins property. Presumably, one would think, and who this cop is who says, oh yeah, F word, how do you not know who Tyreek Hill is? I mean, do you not watch football? Bob and Lee Summit. Bob, hello.
Hey team, always good listening to you. This one, I have to agree, Scott, with you, is he should have just rolled the windows down. Just comply.
Well, now, I also think the cops overreacted.
I think they did. I do as well, because I've seen the clip also. But I guess if I'm an officer and I'm walking up to a car where the windows are tinted bare scat black and the window's up, and I can't get the guy to roll the window down, you have to do something. You have to knock. As far as he knew, he had a gun pointed at him. So I think if you just comply, you know, I'm this many years old. I go back to when I remember Officer Friendly would come to grade school and talk to you about how to behave and lock your bicycle and all that stuff. So I think if you just show the respect that, yes, I'll roll the window down. Here's my license. What else can I get for you? And be done with it. But also, yes, Dana, I understand your point, too. We haven't seen yet, was there any radar showing what his speed was? You know, define what reckless driving is. That could be, you know, something different to five different people. You'll have five different answers as to what it is. So, bottom line, we see too much of this on TV. Just comply, regardless of what your race, skin color, whatever it might be. Just comply, and I like to think that things will de-escalate right from the start. So.
Well, Bob, thank you for the call. Let me say something, if I may, Dana, and get your reaction. And you're right. I am a white man, 53 years old. But I remember several years ago, I was driving to a Sporting KC game, and I get pulled over by police in Bonner Springs for speeding. And I was. I was going 45 and a 30. And I'm not going to give you any excuses. I was speeding. The woman police officer comes up to my window, and my window is down. I got my license out of my wallet, sitting in the console. Hands are 10 and 2, okay? Because I am unarmed. I'm not going to start trouble with somebody who is armed. And if there's something that I think is done improperly, I'll take care of that after the fact. And she comes up, and she says, can I have your license? I hand her my license. Put my hands back at 10 and 2. She says, insurance. I said, insurance is in the glove box. I'm going to reach. I'm literally telling her what I'm going to do because she is an officer of the law and I don't want to start trouble. And I said, I'm going to reach over to the glove box, open it, and pull up my insurance. She said, okay. And that's what I did. All Tyreek had to do, because Bob has a good point, those windows were heavily tinted. Those officers don't know what's on the other side.
in a McLaren? And it shouldn't even matter what he was driving or how much it cost.
Rich people can't commit crimes,
no,
O.J. Simpson?
No, of course rich people can. But in a McLaren on the way to the game on game day on property belonging to the Dolphins?
Right. If you're telling me that the police acted properly, I would disagree with you, too. I think they overreacted.
I think, though, again, at the risk of repeating myself, I don't want to say we're not allowed to have this conversation. We are not coming from a place where there have been black men who complied and, quote, let's sort it out later and ended up dead.
Fair point.
The school lunch employee that said there is a gun that is licensed and registered in that glove box, he ended up dead. And so I don't like saying, well, I was in Bonner Springs once and I got pulled over. I don't think we have the deep understanding and hurt and history and all of the things wrapped up into that. As a black man, when you are pulled over by anybody for any reason, they are automatically, intrinsically going to react differently than anyone on this program can understand.
I don't disagree with you, and your point is taken, and it is valid. However, you also have to put yourself in the shoes of a police officer walking up on a car with windows you cannot see through, and the driver won't roll the window down. That's all I'm saying.
Did we need 6 officers?
No, probably not. Again, I'm not defending the police, but I'm also not going to defend Tyreek. I think he made a mistake. Just roll the window down, have your license ready to go. What's the problem? I'm Tyreek Hill. I'm going to a game. That's it.
Now, that I don't disagree with.
But he didn't do that. And don't, with respect, the idea that they're banging on his window, well, it's not like the second you get pulled over, the cop jumps out of their car and goes running up to your window. That doesn't happen. I've been pulled over a lot.
Well, no, that clip that I recorded is the entire clip of him getting off the bike, and then you can hear the knocking less than 10 seconds
he
later.
He walks right up to the window and starts banging on the window. And then Tyreek says, why are you banging on my window? Like,
because I don't know what's on the other side, and I want to go home tonight.
And I understand that aspect of it as well.
I mean,
I hate to keep bringing up the McLaren, but you don't have to be Matlock to figure this out.
Well, also, I mean, everybody on the text line keeps saying he was going 103 and a 55. The ticket says visual estimation of driving 60 miles an hour.
Okay.
Where did this 103 and a 55 come from?
I hate to bring up Scottie Scheffler again, but this, there was also just gross overreaction in a couple of these cases where it's like, what are you doing? You are escalating when you could de-escalate.
Back-to-back texts. Scott is 100% correct. Scott, you're an ass.
And that, in a nutshell,
is our show.
Our show.
That's right. Great point, though, from the text line. Chris Jones, nice car, had a gun in it. I mean, I get it with Tyreek saying, you know, come on, I'm just going to work. But I also can put myself in, and again, to repeat myself, the shoes of a police officer who comes up on a car and he cannot see what's inside. And that would concern me if I was a cop. Because I want to go home. We will take this down a couple notches.
Gonna lighten it
up a
little
bit. We're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday on the other side of a quick break. Send in your text, your jokes. They have to be arable, but terrible. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We will do arable but terrible jokes when we return here on Dana and Parks. Hey, I need to make a real quick correction. Right before break, and if you ever need proof that this show is completely and totally unscripted, I made a mistake. I read a text that had come in saying that Chris Jones had been pulled over, nice car, and had a gun in it. It was not Chris Jones. I knew better. I just read the text without thinking about it and correcting myself on the fly. It was Frank Clark. Chris Jones, as far as we know, has never been pulled over and never had a gun in his car. So I apologize for the mistake. Let's move on to terrible jokes.
Okay, are we ready?
We are.
Hey, Scott, did I tell you my mom told me to put a fresh pair of socks on every day during the winter months?
Really?
After only 4 days last year, I couldn't fit into my shoes.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Where do cow farts come from?
Where do cow farts come from?
Dairy air. Yeah, I'll go ahead and leave.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Bye. Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
From 7010, what do you call a sheep that sings?
I don't know.
Lady Baba.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Do you know how to make holy water?
No, I don't.
You boil the hell out of it.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
8906, what letter keeps a pirate calm?
What letter keeps the pirate calm?
P, because without it, they'd be irate.
Hey, Scott.
Okay.
Yes, Sam.
Why are chickens so funny?
I don't know.
Because?
You want to try that again?
No, I'm good.
Because? Scott?
Yes, Dana.
Did I tell you that I know someone who got a divorce because the husband couldn't stop being obsessed with the monkeys?
Oh, no, you didn't.
At first, I thought she was lying to me, but then I saw her face.
Now I'm a believer. Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
There are three types of people in this world.
Yeah?
Those who can count and those who can't.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
From 6925, did you know that Chuck Norris went to a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday?
I did not.
To order a hamburger and got one?
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
Did you hear about the robot that went skinny dipping?
I did not.
Yeah, it was shocking. Think about it.
I don't know if I can read this. I'll try it. Sam.
Yes?
Why do all corn dogs look the same?
I don't know.
Because they're in bread.
Sam.
Okay. Yes,
did I tell
Dana.
You my obese parrot just passed away?
No.
At least that's a weight off my shoulders. Hey, Scott.
Yes?
What did the duck say to the drug dealer?
Wait, what did the duck say to the drug dealer?
Do you have any quack?
Hey, Scott.
Yes?
Why do pirates love birthdays so much?
I don't know.
Because they love to party.
Okay.
Get out.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Dana.
Yes?
Where do bad rainbows go?
Where do bad rainbows go?
To prism. It's a light sentence, but okay. It gives them time to reflect.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Do trees poop?
I don't know. Do trees poop?
Of course. Where do you think number two pencils come from?
Sam.
Yes.
How do you catch a unique rabbit?
I don't know.
Unique up on him.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
Why did the Jedi cross the road?
I don't know.
To get to the dark side.
Okay.
How do Jedis that are married get separated?
I don't know.
Divorce.
That is terrible. That is so bad.
All right. Whoever kept who? By the way, the pirate calm letter P thing. Got it. It keeps coming in like 500 times.
Did I tell you I used to be addicted to the Hokey Pokey, Scott?
No.
Then I turned myself around.
Okay. Hey, Scott.
Yes.
How do you get an idiot to say how?
Dang it! I was just about to read that one. How? Okay.
What happens when a frog's car
that
dies,
was actually
Sam?
Really good.
You killed it. You killed. I don't know.
He needs a jump.
It gets towed.
If that doesn't work.
I thought you read the wrong punchline.
Did I tell you, Scott? I saw a burglar kicking his own door in.
No.
I asked, "What are you doing?" He said, "Working from home."
Hey, Dana, how do you wake up Lady Gaga?
Ow.
Poker face.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
What do you call it when you rub two oranges together?
I don't know.
Pulp friction.
Okay. What's a pirate's favorite piece of clothing? A cardigan.
Okay. Sam, what musical instrument is found in the bathroom?
I don't know.
A tuba toothpaste.
Wow. Weak.
That was terrible. Okay. Sam.
Yes?
Why don't Americans eat snails?
I don't know.
They like fast food.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
How do you make a tissue dance?
You
put a boogie in it.
Okay. What does a nosy pepper do, Scott?
I don't know,
Dana. It gets jalapeno business.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left ye.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. Don't forget, we are airing the presidential debate tonight. Our coverage starts at 8 o'clock. Here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.